So now we're in the middle of Musaf. We finished the Etzem Tefillah of Musaf. We'll talk about the Inyan of Keser Yitnu Lecha, the Miuchedike Tefillah that we say in Svart, a Bezundere Nusach of Keser Yitnu Lecha, which the Etzem is Mavuya in Kama Kadmeinim, that in, even in the Nusach Ashkenaz is Merumas in the Rosh Tevis, the Inyan of Keser also. Is Keser Yitnu Lecha Hashem Elokeinu Malachim Amaynemala Em Amcha Yisrael Kibutzei Mata. That is the Lashon that we say in Svart, and we have to know what this Lashon is, exactly what it means. Let us discuss Tama and Yonah. We'll start first with a word that we said over many times, but Bava Be'ita Yizicha Inyan to say it over, a word from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, which is Mamish Adova Nifla Admiyev. Where does this Keser come from? This word from Rabbi Yosef Chaim will give us a little bit of serious on our Inyan of Chazaras HaShatz. He tells us that the Inyan of the Keser comes from the amount of Tvilois that a person davens from Shabbos to Shabbos. If you count the amount of Tvilois with Chazaras HaShatz every single day, which means that a person has 5 Tvilois in a day, so he has 5 times 19 every single day, that's 6 days a week. Shabbos, he has the Tvilois and the one and Sheva, and he has the 7 Tvilos in the morning, and the Tvilos of Keser, of Musaf. He has Keser Tvilos that he davened, and from that he gives a Keser to Ribbono Shel Olam, to Keser Brachas. Keser Brachas that he davened in the week, and Keser Brachas that he davened in the week, that's 5 times 19 every day, and as a Vaita, comes out exactly 620 Brachas. That's the Keser that he gives the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thus is Adova Nifla that Rabbi Yosef Chaim says. Says Mamish Adova Pella, as thus is the Keser what the Ribbono Shel Olam gets from a person's tefillos, and a person has to realize that the Keser is a full Keser, and Habanisht, via the Steiner in the Keser Zenon, according to his Kavonis HaTefillos, and according to the way the person davens. That's the Inyan of Keser. Thus is Avart, just a Chizik Dikavart. Let us see what the Heilige Bnei Yisroschar teaches us what this Keser is. Amor Yedike Bnei Yisroschar in Maimer Beis on Shabbos, Ois Gimel at the end. In the weekdays, we wear Tefillin. The Inyan of Tefillin, we know the Gereiskeit of Tefillin, we know the Koyach of Tefillin, that says in Arizal that Tefillin Molei is Begematria Tov Kuf Pei, which is Mevatel all the Koyaches HaSitra Achra. There's Mevatel the Koyach of the Nikva the Sitra Achra, which is 480, plus the 100 of the Samach Mem. That's the Koyach of Tefillin, to be Mevatel all the Ra in the world. As a Muradiki Koyach of Tefillin. We know that in Tefillin there is Be'etzem, an Inyan of a Keser. Tefillin is Be'etzem a Keser. We know that in Tefillin there are Tag Teves. There are 403 Teves in the 4 parishes of Tefillin, because a Tag is an Inyan of a Keser. Besides that, he tells us, the Heilige Bnei Yisroschar, something that we never said over, that Tov Gimel is Begematria 13 times the Shem Kael, which means Kael Echad. Kael Echad is the Inyan, the opposite of Kael Achar. Kael Achar is the Koyach of Amalek. Kael Achar is Begematria Amalek. And Amalek is the Kael Achar. He's the one who's the Sitra Achra. The opposite of that is the Shem Echad, Kael Echad. To change from Kael Achar to Kael Echad. When a person wears Tefillin, it's 13 times Kael in the parashas, it becomes Nizbarer by him that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam of the world. That's Vero Kol Amei Oretz, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. It becomes clear for everybody the Kael Echad. That's the Chiddush that it says in Bnei Yisroschar. Zokt Bnei Yisroschar, Shabbos we don't have the Ois of Tefillin. Why? Because we don't need the Ois of Tefillin to Fatraib, the Yetzara, the Samach Mem, and that because everybody runs away, as we say in Kigavna, they all run away, all the Klippers run away on Shabbos, because Kael HaShashavas, that the Ribbono Shel Olam on Shabbos, the Kedusha is so great, they all run away. But, so he says, that's why we say the Kedusha of Keser and Shabbos in the Mokim of Tag. And we could say, Amor Yedikavart, there's a difference between Lashon Kodesh and Targum. Targum is hidden. Lashon Kodesh is open. We once said over a word on a Gemara in Masechtes Brachos. Rabbi Kiva said, Koma the Ovid le Tav Ovid, and at the end they said, Gamzu le Toiva. Why did he change from Targum? Because Kolzman, he didn't see what the Toiv was. It was hidden, the Toiv. He said in Targum, Kol Ma'ad Ovid Rachman L'Tav Ovid. After he realized what happened here, and he realized openly what the Rebbeinu Shalom did, so he said in Lashon Kodesh, Gamzu L'Toivah. Because Lashon Kodesh is Behirus, Targum is Hester. So when one sees something clearly, it's Lashon Kodesh. A whole week is a Pchina of Targum. That's why it's only Tov Gimel. Masha'enka in Shabbos is the Zgalus of the Keser. The Keser is on a greater Bechina. So if the Keser is on a greater Bechina, that's the Remez of Keser Yitnu Lecha. Keser Yitnu Lecha is B'mokoyim, the Tag of Tvilim. As I state in Heilige B'nei Soscha. The B'nei Soscha says, Adova Nifla. Let's look which mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Korban Musaf B'Shabbos is. It's mitzvah Tov Gimel. Mitzvah Tov Gimel is the mitzvah of Korban Musaf B'Shabbos. That's the remez, that in the Musaf, that's when we give the Keser to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The B'nei Soscha in Maimer Zayin. In Maimer Zayin, the B'nei Soscha adds a kuda to this inyan. The B'nei Soscha says, we know that Musaf is the takon is b'mokam Yosef. The inyan of the tefillah of Musaf is the koyach of Yosef. But it's not only the koyach of Yosef. He tells us something that Musaf is b'gematria Yehuda with Yosef together. The word Musaf is b'gematria Yehuda and Yosef together, which we know that truthfully, that's the whole geula is telling in that. That Yisoid and Malchus, we don't go into these in Yonim, but the Yisoid and Malchus, the Midah of Yosef and the Midah of Yehuda, are ma'achet together, that's the nekuda of the greatest Isgalus. Who are the two Malachim in Klal Yisrael? Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, the Koyach, the Malchus that's in Yosef, the Malchus that's from Yehuda. So that's why Daika in Musaf, where comes out the Koyach of Yehuda and Yosef, Zok de Bnei Sascher and Maimah Zayin, Ois Yud Aleph, we say, Keser Yitnu Lecha Hashem Elokeinu. That's the B'nai Soscha, the Ramazim. We understand, Nekuda, that in the Pnimius Inyan, that when a person comes to the Keser on Shabbos, he's a Moir de Ketvila, in that Nekuda there lies a Nekuda of the same Kedusha as when a person wears Tvilin. That's what a person has to realize, that Nekuda of Keser. We will only add a Moir de Kezach, that in Avud Raham, when he talks about Keser on Shabbos, he talks about Keser, he tells us that Keser is Gematria, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech, Le'olam Vaed. That's what the Keser is this Galus of Malchus Shemayim Bishleimus, with Shabbos as the Koyach of being Megalus Malchus Shemayim Bishleimus. Shabbos, a person sees the Shamavaya, the Shamavaya comes out Bishleimus, the Hoya Hoive of the year, which that's the Melech, Molech, Yimlech, which is Hoya Hoive the year, that becomes Nizgalus Shabbos. That's the Keser that comes out, the full Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam comes out on Shabbos Kodesh. That is just an Isofa on the Nekuda that we learned in B'nai Soscha. In Kozhnitz Magid, the Kozhnitz Magid in Pirkei Avos says a word that he goes Lishitosai in many other places. And for instance, in Pirkei Avos, in Haggadah Shel Pesach, there's a word from Kozhin Tzemagid, L'cho Hashem HaMamalocha. Even that we're Mamalach you, is also L'cho Hashem. That we have a koyach to be Mamalach you, is L'cho Hashem. We're not Mamalach you from, a person could think sometimes, we're Mamalach M'day B'shteh. Nein, L'cho Hashem HaMamalocha. That alone that we're Mamalach you, comes also L'cho Hashem. The Kozhin Tzemagid on the same vein, he touches over here, Keser, the Keser that we give you, that's also Yitnu L'cho, we also give that away to you. Half of a fella, not Keser, Yitnu L'cho, we're giving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam a Keser. That we have a Keser, we also say that's not our koyach to have that Keser, that Keser we give you away, that also comes from you. That's the Nekuda of Keser Yitnu L'cho. I understand that we have to explain it a little bit more and realize that Nekuda is be'emes, the Nekuda of Shabbos Kodesh. Meaning that on Shabbos, a person could say that Nekuda of Keser Yitnu L'cho. Not always could a person be makir that Nekuda. Shabbos, the avoida of Shabbos be'etzem is that he realizes everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the inyan of Shabbos. A whole week a person is oisik in his avoida. Kumta b'Shabbos, person has menucha and he realizes and you shove everything, that's the Lashon Shabbos, that you give everything back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if that's the Nekuda of Shabbos, then on Shabbos, a person realizes Taka the Keser Yitnu Lecha, that the Keser belongs Taka to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Keser doesn't belong to me. So we have another Nekuda that the Kozhin Tzemaget tells us of Keser. Let us see one more Nekuda in Taich in these words, which is a very important Taich. Keser Yitnu Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, Malachim Amayne Mala, Im Amcha Yisrael Kivutzei Mata. We know, we learned in Nefesh HaChaim when he talks about Kedusha, and we have to say the same Nekuda here, and so it says in many Svarim HaKedoshim, that the Nekuda is that the Malachim Amayne Mala give the Keser only together with Klal Yisrael. They don't give the Keser on their own. They give the Keser because Klal Yisrael gives the Keser, which shows the godless of Klal Yisrael. That's not that we give the Keser with the Malachim. The Malachim, Amayne Mala, have the ability to give a Keser. Why do they have the ability to give a Keser? Only Im Amcha Yisrael Kivutzei Mata. Only together with Amcha Yisrael, that they have the Koyach, and they have the Kivutzei Mata. They're the Kivutzei Mata. And from this wegen, the Keser comes from them. And we have to realize that it's a davar noira and a davar pashut, that the etzem avoida from lamata has more chshivas to the Ribbono Shel Olam, has a greater keser than the avoida that comes from the malachim. It says in Kedushas Levi, I murdered the marshal. The Kedushas Levi says a marshal, one walked into a melech, and the melech had a parrot, and the parrot was talking, and he showed him the beauty of the parrot that's talking. So the person didn't understand, and he asked him, what's the beauty? I could also talk. This one could also talk. So what are you showing me off that a parrot could talk? Zog the melech, the mistana, because a bird can talk, and now he's talking, so that's the godless of the melech. It's not a godless, that a person that could talk. Zog the Kedushas Levi, the tiferes of the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't come from the lamaila. It comes dafka from the lamata. Krutzei mata. We don't have, we're made out of everything. And as we say in Yom Kippur de Kedavanin, Vavisa Tehila. Who do you want Tehila from? Not from the Malachim. Vavisa Tehila from Krutzei Chayme. That's what the Vavisa Tehila is. So that's the Kiddush, Kivutzei mata. And we have the greater Keser to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Malachim have a koyach, zich mitzichapen, with our keser, but be'etzem, who are the ones who give the keser to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We give the keser. That's what we're saying. As I state in Nefesh HaChaim, be'etzem, and as I state in Tveres Shleima, on Shavuos, that is the kavana in the keser, malachim amayne malo, imamcha Yisrael, kivutzei mato. We say further in keser, we say kvoidei kvoidei molei oilam mishorosov shoyelim ze lo ze aye mikoyim kvoidei naritzoi lumosam shavchim v'oimrim baruch kvoid Hashem mimkoyimai. The question is, what happens here on Shabbos? A whole week we don't say like that. All week we say without this kodesh 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 Hashem tzvakos molei chalaretz kvoidei lumosam shavchim v'oimrim baruch kvoid Hashem mimkoyimai. What happened here on Shabbos, that suddenly on Shabbos there's a kveidei malei oilam, mishoros of shoyelim zeh lozeh, ayeh mikoyim kveidei? What's going on over here on Shabbos? It's just the extra lashon that we say? Or is there really epis anuyre de kishinui that happens here? The heilige Rebbe von Lublin says dvorim neiroim pshat in this. He tells us the following, that be'etzem, there's an afkemina between weekdays and Shabbos. In a person's on a smaller madrega, he's margish, and he thinks, kvoidim ole oilam, kvoidim ole oilam. And it's true, it's taki kvoidim ole oilam. But he doesn't see the groyskite of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he's masik, kvoidim ole oilam. But when he goes in a higher madrega, he realizes that he's not masik the heir of the Ribbono Shel Olam in Ganzen. What more, he goes higher, he realizes that he's not masik the heir of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zok the heilige Rebbe von Lublin, in the weekdays, kodesh, 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 Hashem tzvakos malei chalaretz kveidei. The darga of the malachim in the weekdays, they are masik malei chalaretz kveidei. Skumta b'shabbos kodesh, they're masik a much greater ur. So then they say, ayay mekoyim kveidei. That chod shafele the whole week, they said malei chalaretz kveidei, and kveidei maya oilam, mishorot of shoylem zeh lo zeh. Because their asaga becomes bigger, and since their asaga becomes bigger, they realize that they're not able to be mishabeach the Rebbeinu Shlom, because I am a kain kvayde laritzay. So that's the shinui that is in nusach, is not only a shinui in nusach, like the Rebbe from Lublin, it's a shinui be'etzem in the asaga that comes on Shabbos, which be'etzem, we're talking about malachim, and we realize that kolshkin v'kolshkin, a person's asaga changes on Shabbos to a much higher madrega. Mimkoimai hu yifen berachmav o berachamim la'amai, ויוחין עם המייחד עם שמי ערב ובוקר בכל יום תומד פעמיים באב או שמה אמרים. We have to realize that the Heilig Yemin Emes was medayik in the lashon of this tefillah, a moedik echidish, that when one needs rachman and there's dinim on the world, how is one mamtik dinim? One of the biggest problems that we have, what's hamtokes hadinim? Hamtokes hadinim is to be miyachet yourself and be miyachet Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. How do I see it? What do we say? Mimkoim Yifen Berachmav La'amai. Why is he coming Berachmav La'amai? Why? Because V'yochein Am. He's going to give Chein, V'yochein. The Heilige Goyen says V'yochein means Chein. What does Chein mean? Amat Naschinom. The Yud Gimel Midashar Rachmim. Amat Naschinom. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave Yud Gimel Midashar Rachmim because of Chein. Amat Naschinom. Yud Gimel Midos. What's the Yud Gimel Midos? That's the opposite of Eiz Din. You're bringing up Tokes Adinim. How? Twice a day they say Shema, and with that Yichud, the Mamtik Dinim. A Hafla the Kishtikal Emre Ames, what he saw in these words of the Takana of Keser, that the Eitz of Amtokes Dinim is Take Kirishma. Let us say over something that we didn't say over Shabbos. We spoke Shabbos about the four mashchisim that there are, v'u racham yechaper ovoin, v'lo yashchis, mashchis, v'hir b'loshev apoi, v'lo yor kol chamosei. There are four mashchisim, ovoin, mashchis, chema, and af. Those are the four mashchisim, and that's the bitl of the four mashchisim, the four koich of malachim mashchis. These are the four malachim mashchis. And these four malachim mashchis have to become bottle, the four malachim chabola. That's ovoin, mashchis, Chema and Af. That's the name of the four Malachi Chabala. Let's look in the words of Shema and see that in the words of Shema we have the Amtoka of these four. In the Shema Echad we have the Amtoka of these four. We have the Amtoka of Ovein and Mashchis in the Mem and the Ayin. The Mem and the Ayin of Shema is the Amtoka of Ovein and Mashchis. And Af and Chema is in the Aleph and the Ches of Echad. In the Krishma, you see that you can make bitl adinim, that the bitl of the four malachim mashchis, the four malachim chabola, which come down on the world, which Moshe Rabbeinu was, as it says in Targum, Moshe Rabbeinu was geschlagen mit dem malachim chabola, he threw away, two of them, he was afraid of kigit gorti, mipnei ha'af v'achema, he was afraid of the malach of Af and the malach of Chema. He was afraid of those malachim. So the oifen to be mavatl those malachim are through Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's how we mavatl them. So that's a shtikal raya to what we said. That's a shtikal smach to that nekuda, that the inyan of Yichud and Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim and Yichud Elikus is the oifen how to be mavatl dinim. It says, Mimkoimoi hu yifen berachmav la'amoi. What does it mean, Mimkoimoi hu yifen berachmav la'amoi? Why Mimkoimoi hu yifen berachmav la'amoi? There's a sefer from a Talmud of the Mashal called Mata Moshe. It's here in the Smedish, a new one, just reprinted, beautifully reprinted, the Mata Moshe. The Mata Moshe is from a Talmud of the Mashal, there, a choshev a sefer. He tells us what Mokoi means. If you take the Shem Havaya, Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey, and you make Hakor. Hakor means you square every oif. Yud times Yud is 100. Hey times Hey is 25. Hey times Hey is 25. 6 times 6 is 36. Is 186 is Begematria Mokim. Mokim is Shem Avaya Ba'akor. As I state in Svarim. What does it mean, Mokim is Shem Avaya Ba'akor? That means this Pashtus of the Shem Avaya. When you make the oif should be nispashet, and by itself, on its own number, that means the greatest nispashtus. That's what a square of an oif means. That the oif doubles itself by itself. That means this pashtus in oimek hadavar, it means this pashtus of rachmem. This is what it brings in Matan Moshe. And that's where it touches mimkoimoi hu yifem berachmem. Because mimkoimoi is be'etzem the shamavaya. Because mokoim is the shamavaya bespashtus. And from that comes the rachmem on this world. We have to hear what lies in a loshen atvila. Mimkoimoi hu yifem berachmem. Why do I say mimkoimoi? It's enough to say. It's not a spiel, Baruch Hashem, Mimkoimo, Yifem, Berachmo, at the thousands of Kenan Zogneshana. It's linked to Epis. Mimkoimo, from this Pchina of Mokoim, which is the Spashtus of the Shem Avaya, from that there comes Rachmem La'amoy, which again is that Nekuda, that Rachmem comes from this Nekuda of his Spashtus of Shem Avaya. How? Through our Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim, and through our Bittul to the Rebbeinu Shleilom, that's Goyrim Anachas Ruach, and that Nachas Ruach is Goyrim, the Bittul of all Dinim. Why do we say again Shema Yisrael in Keser? We once started to speak about it. We promised again to talk about it. The Pashtus Hadover, it says, in Rishonim brought in Erzer, in Darkei Moshe, B'Shem on Erzer Ruach, that the reason why we say again Musif, because there was a Shas HaShmad, and there was a gzera that they shouldn't learn Krishma. So they made that they should be able to learn Krishma in middle of Keser. They made it to Gamva Arayin a Krishma. That was the Gamva Arayin a Krishma, that it shouldn't be able to, shouldn't forget Krishma. And in Shvoi Laleket, it says with a much longer story what happened. There came a tannin in the middle of the day onto the Melech, and it was a bottle of gzera. If one wants to look up, the Shvoi Laleket is brought in Bes Yosef in Hilchis Rish Chodesh. In Simon Tov Chof Gimel, the Bes Yosef brings the Shvayla Leket, a story that happened, how the Bittul Akzera happened from this Gzera. Over the Pashtus Atam is, Arayin Tzigamvenin, a Krishma, when they weren't able to say Krishma. As we said many, many times, it says in Orach HaShulchan, that everything that the Chazal were Megala Atam, or that the Chacham were Megala Atam, they were Megala, maybe Atam Alpi Pashtus, but there's more hidden tamim in everything that Chazal did, hen in the takonos of Chazal, hen in the surim of Chazal. It's a pella to know that the Orach HaShulchan says that that was Chazal asked certain things, even though you could say it's not negeya, the reason is not negeya or kedoyme, you should know there are other reasons. He brings a maisa, like Abba was a given, with coffee, that they brought fetz from a dovar achar, into the milk, that should be, the milk should be, have a good taste. They bring to Orach HaShulchan, there he says this thing that Chazal always had.
We said, I guess it is Yehud and Yosef, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the ultimate Malchus? Isn't that Mesoyer and Malchus?
Right.
And the Achus and Malchus of
Shema? From Mele, he brings out Shema Yisrael Mester. Yep, the rechtig ara. So, Al Kochach licking them. Nekuda more in the Shema Yisrael that we say on Shabbos, which means just to say the Nekuda that when a person is able to be miyachet in a darga of la'osid, Rashi says in Parshas Veschanon, what is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad mean? The Rebbeinu Shlom, who is now Hashem Elokeinu, will la'osid be Hashem Echad. Meaning that when we say Krishma, that Hashem Echot doesn't come out b'shleimus. Over Masha'enkein, on Shabbos, we have Me'en Oilom Abba, so our Hashem Echot on Shabbos is an under Hashem Echot. And since the Iker Me'en Oilom Haba, the Iker Me'en Oilom Haba is the Musaf Tikkat Tefillah, that's the Emes Tikkat Tefillah that's Miyuchid L'Shabbos, there comes out the Ha'ara of Me'en Oilom Haba, so we say a different Shema Yisrael. I will only end off with a word that it says, I don't remember from which Talmud of Talmid El Baal Shem, from a Kadman, a very interesting Zach. On Shabbos, in Targum, Shabbos is called Shabso. Why? What's the added Aleph on Shabso? I know where I saw it, but I don't remember who he brings it from. In Tila Le David of Tilim, from Skol Yerevim, he brings it from a Kadman, that the Targum took off an Aleph of Echad. In Targum state, Hashem Chad felt the Aleph and Echad felt in Targum. That Aleph is back on Shabbos in the Shabbos. A very interesting word, a double Aleph in a word. But what's licked in that word? The word Midach Lignepis. We said before that Targum is Hester. Targum is Hester. Which means that there is missing in the Aleph. There's missing in the Aleph. I'm not going to go into the whole Arichas, but there's missing in the Aleph. That's why the Targum felt than Aleph. Shabbos, which is the Zgalus of them Aleph. Shabbos, the Alufa Shalaylam is Nizgala, even in Targum, it's Nizgala back them Aleph. So we understand that on Shabbos, the Krishma is a different Krishma. That's this Krishma that's hidden in the middle of Kether. That's this Krishma, which is Nizgala on Shabbos Kiddush.